There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
You just heard from Matt. VSiN has a new podcast to help you bet college hoops. The VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast each week. Tim Murray, Matt Eumanns, Adam Burke. You get three episodes breaking down games and looking at the futures market. Check out VSiN's College Basketball Betting Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, picks to win all these conference tournaments, too. And a great breakdown. You can read all the breakdowns on these tournaments at VSiN.com.
I believe Mel Kiper has a new mock draft out today where it looks like he has a bunch of trades in it. So already it's like, oh boy.
Yeah, you tap out then.
Yeah, well, at this point, right? Yeah. Because maybe. And again, it's looking like the Bears definitely, they're talking to a bunch of teams. So are they going to trade it? Yes, is going to be a heavy favorite. I still think there's a small chance they keep it, but we'll see. Evidently, Kiper has two teams trading into the top two. He's got the Texans trading to number one, and then the Colts trading to number two, and the Bears trading down a bunch. Like, they're going to, what? And he's got Young going number one overall, Stroud going number two. He's got Levis going number five, I believe, and then Richardson going number nine in the new mock draft.
Yeah.
So Todd McShay, the update on Bryce Young's real height is 5'10 and a half, according to Todd McShay. Now, I was watching the Lombardi line here yesterday on VSiN. Michael Lombardi and Stormy Bonatoni is the new host of the show. Stormy on her Instagram has a picture taken with Bryce Young.
Okay.
Now, and she said on the air yesterday she's 5'10", and it's a weird angle, but based on this picture, Bryce Young is not as tall as Stormy is.
Wow.
And so there's also, I guess, a picture floating around. Mina Kimes from ESPN had her picture taken with Bryce Young, and Mina Kimes was standing right next to me at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. She's not very tall at all. And evidently, Bryce Young did not exactly dwarf over Mina Kimes. So this stuff that we're going to see when he checks in this week, if it's 6 feet, you know it's BS immediately. And I don't even know if 5'10". Here's the picture, by the way, of Stormy. Stormy on the air yesterday said she's 5'10". Again, it's about where this picture is taken, but they're at best, Bryce Young is on eye level with Stormy. And you can follow Stormy on Twitter. She's at triple S, well, SS Stormy. I will have to ask her about the handle sometime.
Yeah.
But look at that photo, Paul. She's looking right at his eyes. He's not looking down to her at all.
It's definitely cause for concern. I mean, I have to agree with McShay. You can't have like the Oompa Loompas here at quarterback, and it's Baker Mayfield, and every pass gets batted down at the line of scrimmage.
Uh-huh.
You know, can't have it. Is it the be-all, end-all? Who knows? But we're also not talking about there's two discussions here. Will he be a good pro, or does he deserve to go number one and be in that height?
Yep.
So this is wild here. But this But I will point out that nobody knows anything, remember? Because go back to what the 49ers just did with Trey Lance. They trade up all these picks to take him top five. He's the third best quarterback on their roster. Mr. Irrelevant comes in, saves the day. They have the 12-game winning streak.
That's right.
And takes him to the NFC title game. So whatever.
Now, McShay has stated for the record that he likes Bryce Young a lot. But he did add, quote, if I'm a GM, I'm scared to death of drafting him.
Well, he's also catching heat for the Carter comments, too. About whether he was told that, but was told Carter's got some. No one's apparently said there's any character issues ever with Carter.
Yeah, everybody reached out from Georgia and said, "Wait a second, where are you getting this from?"
Right.
So a team probably leaked that to him, and he went with it. But again, you can say both those things, right? You can love Bryce Young and still say, "If I'm a GM, I'm scared to death." Because if you are a GM and you take this guy number one overall, or extreme, doesn't have to be number one. If you take him, whatever, number two, number three, wherever, but especially because there's this, you know, there's a lot that goes into it when you're taking number one overall. The hype is just there. The expectations are much higher than if you go number two, which is silly. But if you're a GM and you take this guy that high, the reason why you need to be scared to death is because if he is actually 5'9 or 5'9.5 and he's thrown around like a rag doll and he gets hurt by week six, you're never going to hear the end of it. And that's why Chris Ballard, the GM of the Colts, came out and said, like, look, I've done a terrible job. I whiffed on this, and we'll do whatever we can to get it right and take the guy that we need.
Yeah.
And he has a history here. There was a great thread on Twitter about Ballard's history of drafting players. He has never taken a quarterback, and he hasn't taken too many, but he does not take quarterbacks who are below like 6'1". And he's had a lot of guys in the history here that are 6'4", 6'5", or other guys that they bring in. Now, he said that, and then Jim Irsay came out last week, and he never said his name, but he made this comment about Bryce Young.
Although the Alabama guy doesn't look bad, I tell you. It'll be exciting, and I think that shows that we have talent here, those games. So we're looking forward to Shane really coming in and utilizing that talent.
Yeah. So the Alabama kid doesn't look bad.
Yeah, right. Oof. Yeah, he just throws it out there.
So
the Colts, right, that's what their history. You keep going the veteran route, Rivers, Wentz, Ryan, and it hasn't worked out. So it's okay, well, I have to try to get the young quarterback here, go that route. But for these, I don't trust any of these guys. And it's absolutely, I'm going to trade up and give up significant assets to do so, whether it's Richardson, Levis, Stroud, or Young. No way. I'm better off crossing my fingers and hope something doesn't get done in Baltimore, and I'll try to give up two picks, three picks to get Lamar Jackson. I can have an MVP, and I can pay him. Go that route. I don't know what I'm going to get about these guys, what I have with these guys. You're 50-50 on some of them.
Yep, there is an offshore book that has the prop up. Team to select first in the draft. Texans are the shortest shot at plus 240. Followed by Indy, plus 275. The Raiders are 4-1, and the Bears are plus 450. There is someone who covers the Bears last night on Twitter said the Bears at plus 450 is the worst bet on the board. So a guy who covers them said basically they're absolutely going to trade the pick.
Yeah.
So
concur.
I will say this about the Colts. And this is just me, you know, thinking about line season and how they're framing this. Again, Ballard pointing out we'll do whatever we can. And everybody jumped to the conclusion, well, they're going to trade up to number one. Irsay kind of doubling down and saying, we like the Alabama kid. You know, the Texans are in their own division. Maybe there's a chance that the Colts love a player like Levis or Richardson, and they're doing this because they're going to force the Texans to trade up and give up too much and then take Bryce Young, and all along they can get either Richardson or Levis, or maybe it's even Stroud at number four, and they don't have to move. That could be a play inside their own division. Again, Lions season, we'll say this, we'll create a narrative. Texans got to trade up because they're going to give more than we will, and they're going to take the guy that we don't even want.
Do you like Stroud?
No,
second
I'm
overall
not.
Pick?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't take him. No. I'm with you. I couldn't take any of these guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I might be better off taking a hooker in the second round.
Well,
I could do that too.
You might be better off just saying, you know what, we're good right now. We're not going to take a quarterback. Take my chances of being bad next year. I'd rather have some of the guys coming out next year.
Right, right. Well, I'll do a bridge. I'll go with one of these veterans that's out there, or Winston or somebody like that.
Yeah, if you tell me right now that I could completely stink next year and I need a quarterback right now and lock up the number one pick in the draft, I would do that and take Caleb Williams over any of these guys this year. It would be worth it to me.
Yeah, fair. Lamar Jackson, next team, if not Baltimore. Atlanta 3-1, Jets plus 350, Raiders Bucks get them out of it. Bucks fourth choice. They're on record. Trask is going to get the job.
Yeah,
they're going with Trask.
Oh, and they're hamstrung with the salary cap.
Sure, right. Yeah.
Pro Football Focus, the landing spot, they say Baltimore. Going to go back to the Ravens. I don't think that's. They had a good breakdown. They had basically the top 50, I think, free agents and where they're going to end up. So it was a good read yesterday. But, I mean, it seems like Baltimore and the Packers kind of seem like the same team to me right now. It feels like the Packers, they're done with Rodgers. And doesn't it kind of feel to you that because of what happened with Deshaun Watson's price that they're going to say, nah, we're going to move on from Lamar?
It doesn't look good. They're not close on the money. And the other thing, you're right, Watson has screwed this up, at least his agents in this deal. The other thing is, I don't know what to believe in Green Bay with Hobbit guy. I mean, but this McGinn's podcast that they're done with him, he didn't put the work in, he was lazy. And then Jeff Darlington said to everything I'm hearing, a guy I trust says he's coming back. But I would think Rodgers is bye-bye. And then Carr is meeting with several teams at the Combine in Indy.
You can add the Panthers to that list.
Yeah, I could see that too, because you're right. Carolina, you said it yesterday. You're talking about giving up huge assets to jump from 9-1.
A lot of picks there.
So Carr's talking with Carolina. The Jets, Saints, see where he winds up.
Yep.
The Jets haven't had a quarterback with a winning record since the Sanchez. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
How bad it's been? So
you brought up Carr to tie it into the Jets. He's actually minus $2 to go to the Jets. Pro Football Focus has Carr going to the Saints at 3-1. Again, we said this on the air yesterday.
Yeah, I could see it.
We don't think the Jets, we don't think that makes sense for Carr. We think the Saints would make much more sense for a guy like Derek Carr. Carr's not going to handle New York very well at all. That will not go well for that guy.
What a horrible run with the Jets. Zach Wilson, 8-14. Flacco, 1-8. Mike White, 2-5. Darnold, 13-25. Josh McCown, 5-11. Bryce, was Petty a second-round pick?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Gee, there's another one.
No, he might have been fourth round.
1-6. Geno Smith, 12-18. Sanchez, 33-29. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Pro Football Focus, they have Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones each going back to the Giants.
Yeah.
And then you can also bet on the Raiders starting quarterback for next year, week one. Rodgers minus $2. Stidham 4-1. Daniel Jones plus 450. Pro Football Focus has Jimmy Garoppolo. He's 6-1.
I could see that.
So could I.
Yes. Where's Hopkins going?
Giants might be a landing spot for him.
Okay.
A brief NHL recap coming up next, along with today's card. Two very strong first period totals collide. Is it worth it? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
is Follow the Money on VSiN.
You looking for a betting edge on the NHL, NBA, or college hoops? We have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the daily recap, every play by every host and every guest, the betting splits, the deep dive betting reports. Sign up now, VSiN.com/subscribe, $9.99, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Some results last night on ice, National Hockey League. No surprise to me. I know it was Swayman going for the Bruins. Fireworks early in Edmonton, but the Bruins got past the Oilers in regulation, 3-2 final score. They went. They're over their win total or points total already on the year.
Incredible. 97 points already.
This is silly.
Nuts. I mean, it's right. Marchand's like, well, we don't care about it, but they're that good. They still could break all these records.
Of course they can.
I mean, they might get 135 points, 130 points. How many wins? Right back with them tonight. Why not?
They have 8 losses on the year. I mean, we look at the standings.
How many are in regulation?
No,
that's another one. How many are in regulation? 5?
That
road trip, I think, was right before the All-Star break. They had that road trip. I think they lost 3 in a row. Other than that, it's been...
I like what you just said, by the way.
Burying people.
Yeah. Come back with them again tonight.
Yeah. Who's winning the Pacific? That's another one. Here comes Colorado, by the way. Vegas shut out last night in Colorado. They're hot. Vegas was plus 115 at DraftKings. Edmonton plus 320. Then the Kings in Seattle in the 4-5-1 range.
Well, Kraken, they have 2 games in hand against the Oilers and the Kings.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they have going for them. They have 1 game in hand against the Golden Knights, and the Kraken, they're 6 points back right now. I'm hanging on to this ticket on Edmonton at 10-1 from not that long ago. I just...
Get it together,
guys. They can't. They cannot get it together. It's driving me nuts. I can't even watch them every single night. Just like it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I honestly, I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't. I have no clue. And do you think Colorado, are they going to... Well, they have 2 games in hand against Dallas. They're 2 points back to win that division.
They had the big comeback against Edmonton. They shut down Vegas. Colorado's hot. They're playing well. And some other playoff props. Odds, yes, no. Pittsburgh minus 240 to make the playoffs. The East is a mess. With those, like, who's going to get the last 2 spots? I'd love to see Buffalo get in. They're plus 110.
That's a fun team.
Detroit plus 340. And the Islanders plus 135. And they have a big game tonight against the Wild. And a big game in the Pacific, too. The Kings are taking on the Jets. See if they, at least for the Kings, if they can move up the standings as well. Florida's in action against Tampa. Florida's played 12 straight overs in the second period. And I know a game you like is that Wild game. The Wild are on a 20-4 under run in the first period.
Yeah, here are the overall numbers here. The Islanders and the Wild, they are the 2 best teams in the league with going under for the first period. The Isles on the year are 37-26. Wild, 37-23 under. They're also 8-2 last 10. And like you talked about, they're 20-4. That's minus 120 to the under tonight. Do you think if these 2 teams were that good to the over, it would be minus 120? It'd be like minus 170.
Yeah, yeah.
So minus 120 to the under. I'm not sure if I'm going to play it yet, but it seems like it could be a good number. And the other one would be the Kings and the Jets. Jets are the 3rd best team to the under for the first period this year. They're 35-25, 7-3 in their last 10. They get the Kings tonight, and that is plus 110, plus 115 in that range to stay under 1.5 goals in the first period. I think that play might be worth it.
Yeah, I could see a goal right off the bat in that Buffalo game too, by the way, against Columbus. But going back to Boston, why not come right back with them? I mean, Calgary, one of the biggest disappointments in hockey.
Yeah,
4 back of Seattle. And to the ROI, it's #1 ROI against the 2nd worst team ROI. Bruins, now you're up almost 16 units this year betting the Bruins. They check in at #1. It's 1474 with the win last night. The Devils, you're up 11 units. Great story with the Devils. Montreal, I mean, you win a couple games when you're $3. That'll do it. Buffalo, #4 in ROI. They're up 9 units. And then Seattle, 7 units and change. Worst team ROI in hockey, San Jose. You're down almost 16 units this year on the Sharks. Calgary, 1494. Oh, they were out here, blew the 2-goal lead in the 3rd period. They just can't get it together.
Nope.
Florida, Another disappointment, down almost 13 units. The Penguins, down 11 units. And Vancouver, down 9 units and change, with the worst ROI this year in hockey.
And Allmark, by the way, did not play last night in net for the Bruins. So, right, he's going to go tonight against the Flames?
I'd imagine, yeah.
He's, what, now minus 250 to win the Vezina? He should be higher than that?
Who's behind him? It's Hellebuck's. Jets, but they're going to worry about making the playoffs. But
he's having a nice season. I get it for
is
you right now.
Sorokin?
Oh, okay, so there was a move. Allmark is minus 325 now.
Okay, that makes sense.
Sorokin's 3-1. Hellebuck is plus 550. Ottinger is 8-1. And then you get into Igor territory. Yeah. So then it's fading fast at that point.
Yeah.
And in fact, shop around. DraftKings has Ottinger 25-1. I'm looking at Will Hill right now. They have him at 8-1. But I think this thing is over with.
It should be.
I think Allmark is your winner right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to take so... in fact, I could say this. If Allmark doesn't even play the rest of the season, they sat him, he should still win the award. When you're this good and this dominant in the regular season, you have to... Because McDavid is going to win the Hart, right?
Oh, he's a huge favorite.
He's a gigantic favorite.
He's got 50 goals. Yeah.
Yeah. Pastrnak is behind him at like 20-1. So people have reached out from the, you know, Boston area saying, hey, take a peek at Pastrnak, because, you know, if they have 135 points, they might not ignore him. But McDavid is so beloved that I don't think they're going to give it to anybody else. By the way, Allmark was 200-1 not that long ago to win the Hart. Now he's 25-1.
Really?
Yeah. So, but
wow, that, yeah,
that would be the guy actually to win it, I think, over Pastaville. But
no, McDavid's winning the MVP.
That's what I think, too. Allmark is going to get rewarded. Somebody has to from this Boston team for the regular season, and he's going to do it with the Vezina. Mm-hmm. I like Kings-Jets under first period tonight, plus 110. You might find plus 115 in that neighborhood. And I am undecided on Islanders and the Wild. Blue Jackets at the Sabres. Buffalo is 38-20 over for the first period, 7-3 in their last 10. And the Kraken are actually a very good first period over team as well, 36-23 on the year.
Okay, good information. I would expect fireworks in that first game. Absolutely. With Buffalo. And I'm rooting for Buffalo to make the playoffs. The East, that's going to be tough. But it's good. It's wide open in the West, but I don't know who's good. Who's good in the West?
Well, I mean, seeing...
What? Come on.
You asked the question about Colorado. Here they come again.
Yeah.
Right?
Vegas doesn't scare anybody. And, you know, before that game, they were right there for the one seed. I got Daniel Negreanu, who's like, they're missing the playoffs a couple weeks ago, which... Vegas has 76 points. They're the one seed. They're not scaring anybody.
No, I don't. I mean... Colorado at plus 275 right now to win the West. I'll go back to what I said yesterday. I have no faith in this Oilers team whatsoever. They held the Bruins at 3 goals last night. That was fortunate for them because they get into these 6-5 shootouts all the time, and they can't win like that. You just can't. I don't care how good McDavid is.
Mm-hmm.
Your defense and your goaltending will cost you a game or a series or both before you can blink. It could be... If it's not the Avalanche, maybe you look down at a team like the Stars or the Wild that could do it. Because again, at some point, you just have to say, I'm out of time here with the Flames. I can't do it anymore. Like, it's you are what your record says you are.
No, I'm totally dismissing them. 4 back of Seattle, and Seattle has a game in hand. It's just, it's enough already.
Yeah, I would agree.
What a big disappointment they were this season.
Yep. The Jets are 12-1. Do they have enough firepower?
Yeah. I don't know.
It seems unlikely.
It's wide open, so you have a good goalie.
You want to get nuts with the Kraken?
it could be something, right?
They could be the second-year version of what the Golden Knights were in their debut year?
Yeah. No, I think I would trust Colorado, but I'm not going to, you know, with the chalk there. But I think you might have hit something there with Dallas or Minnesota. But the East is madness. And again, we're going to get Tampa, Toronto in the first round.
Right.
And then Boston, whoever comes out of that. Devils, Rangers would be fantastic. I thought this was a done deal. Aren't the Rangers getting Kane? Oh, that'd be huge.
It looked like that
him.
On Sunday.
Oh, that'd be phenomenal if they could get him.
I must say that the Bruins, the regular season, as great as this has been, and as sterling as it's going to look at the end of the year, it kind of means nothing, right? Unless they make the Stanley Cup final.
Well, no, it goes back to Tampa, right? Tampa did that year where they had a historic season. Yeah. Dennis Bernstein
investigation if they don't win it. They got swept.
It really is all or nothing.
In the first round.
If they can't at least come out of the Eastern Conference, then it's kind of meaningless. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I trust them, though. I think
This is a franchise that you can trust.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're just a stacked team. Carolina's going to be a tough out.
I was going to say, it's unfortunate they actually play in the East. Yeah. Because the East, I mean, you have a ton of good teams. In the West, it's like Colorado, and then who else would there be?
Yeah, Islanders in trouble, though. I'm surprised those odds are, they're only plus 135. These teams, they have 4 or 5 games in hand on these teams behind them.
Door number one or door number two is up next. The Bears draft number one overall or a quarterback not named Bryce Young goes first.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Bet Rivers the place to be. Arnold Palmer Invitational this weekend. John Jones is back. UFC 285. And 4 tickets are punched this weekend in the madness. Every line and boost at Bet Rivers. And UFC 285 parlay insurance. Great house specials. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game.
It's time to play everyone's favorite Follow the Money game. Live from the VSiN studios.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
This is door number one.
New high score!
What does high score mean? New high score, is that bad? What does that mean? Did I break it?
Or door number two.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Here's Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Okay, Pauly. So, here are the rules. They're quite simple. Yeah. You must bet one. Yep. You have to bet one of these.
Yep.
Door number one, the Clippers to win the NBA title 10-1. Now that they have your favorite player.
Yes.
Russell Westbrook.
The vampire.
Or the Maple Leafs to win the cup at plus 850.
Maple Leafs. Door number two.
Absolutely. Because you're so anti-Westbrook?
I think the Maple Leafs are going to, they can win a series. I'll tell you that.
Against Tampa?
You can't. Uh-huh. I can't get there with Westbrook. He's a hound's breakfast. He did it again. He had 7 turnovers. He missed 3 layups. They're up 3 late. He loses the guy he's on, gives up a wide open 3. I mean, why did they let Paul George talk him into this? What are they? It's not 6-7 years ago. He's not good. He's terrible. I can't believe they did this because I got a future ticket on him as well. They can't go anywhere with this guy. What a mistake to bring him in.
So the last time the Leafs win the cup, what, 67?
Yeah.
So you trust this team this year
Westbrook.
More than Westbrook.
That's how bad Westbrook is.
I will say, tonight's totals mid-230s since they brought him in. 2 games. Very small sample size. One of the worst defensive teams in the league.
Right.
234?
Mitch, he can't guard anybody and he can't shoot. Other than that, he's fine. I mean, I cannot believe this, that there are people still defending the guy. After what happened in Los Angeles, look how well the Lakers are playing once they got rid of him. And how bad, again, he was described as a vampire.
Yeah.
And how bad he was.
Maybe go over that game tonight, though.
Well, not only that, not only do they bring him in, they start him. So now unless you just say, that's it, we wash your hands, we're done with you. You can't promise some minutes. And then, you can't go back now. That's the other thing with Westbrook. Because he refused to come out of games. And he hated coming off the bench for most part and what he was promised with the Lakers.
Great point. I listened to one of the podcasts here on the VSiN network yesterday, Hardwood Handicappers. Von Tobel did it with Kelly Bidlin. Von Tobel brought up a great point with the Clippers. Norman Powell can win Sixth Man of the Year. He's a spark plug.
Yeah.
He averages 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Why is Ty Lue sitting him now late in games for Eric Gordon? What is wrong with you, man? Have you not paid attention to your team the entire year? Powell must be on the court.
I like the moves they made at the deadline. You did not, but you get Plumlee, you get Gordon, and Bones Highland. But then it all goes away when you bring in Westbrook.
You have to give me that. Gordon cannot be on the court over Norman Powell.
No,
come on.
Yeah.
Door number one, North Carolina before last night. It's not a good win, but it would have been a terrible loss.
No, they couldn't gain anything by that.
Yeah, they were minus 150 to make the tournament, or door number two, Charleston to make the tournament at minus 135.
Oh, definitely North Carolina. Oh, door one, easy. Yeah. And I like Charleston. It's a shame. I mean, they're 28-3.
I know it.
Hofstra, I don't think Hofstra's ever been to the tournament. You guys can help me out on that. But they tied Hofstra in the Colonial. But this is ridiculous. I mean, so Charleston's going to go 30-4 if they lose in the title game and not get in?
That would be correct. And North Carolina is going to have, what, one win the entire year after being preseason number one and might sneak in?
This sport at times. Come on. 30 wins is not going to get you in. Give me a break.
If they stub their toe, they're out.
Yeah.
Which just is...
It doesn't even...
Okay.
It looks like... Because Hofstra's on the 13 line. The 12 seed line. So another loss, it's not going to happen. So that's definitely give me Carolina. How about this one for you? It's been brutal here. I mean, again, you go to Hawaii. The day you left, it snowed. We got snow three times. It's pool season now. Tomorrow's March, all hell breaking loose. Do you want 35 degrees and wind for a week in March? Or do you want 118 in the summer for a month straight?
Well,
door one, door two.
I'll take door one because I'm okay. I like wearing jogging pants and a hoodie at the house.
Yeah.
I like the cold weather. I'm okay with that because it's also comfortable. Because once 118 is here, it's here for good. I mean, it doesn't go away. We're going to have 110 plus for four straight months. And I like the heat, but eventually it's like,
wow, listen,
I'm Deion Sanders talking about Jay Cutler. I got to tap out.
I mean, you're from Wisconsin. Your mom was in town. She's like, I can't. It was 70 mile per hour winds one day when we were on vacation.
74 years on this earth living in Wisconsin said she's never seen anything like it.
Yeah, yeah. You got snow in Pasadena. You got snow out here three times.
Yeah.
What gives?
Door number one. You can bet on this. DraftKings has the odds up. Top Gun Maverick to win best picture at 16-1. Or okay. Door number two, you watched the movie for the first time. I'll put it at even money.
I got to go number one. Roper's on the show tomorrow.
You're not going to watch.
I got that. You tell me how good it is. I'll give it a shot. I'll give it. I love Cruise.
I watched it for the third time on vacation. It's outstanding.
Really?
Yes, it is.
I'll check it out. Does it have a chance? Roper on tomorrow. Roper had a couple Tom Cruise tweets the other day about, look at the resume. And now you got the Mission Impossible coming out in the summer, back to back, part one, part two.
You would have to have a big time collection of the Academy, right? The Hollywood Foreign Press feeling very sentimental at the same time about this movie. Because I'm blown away because I can't believe a sequel was made 36 years after the original that was such a big success, and they hit it out of the park.
Yeah. Is Whale good? I know Frasier gives, according to reports, a great performance. But
he's not necessarily going to win, by the way.
Really?
The latest odds on that, in fact, is he even...
It seemed like a lot because all you do is if you just change your appearance and they give you the statue.
Yeah, right.
With the fat suit on or whatever.
It's... He is minus 175. Austin Butler, played Elvis, is plus 125. I have not seen Whale with Frasier, but, you know, the reviews are outstanding. I did watch the Elvis movie. That kid is... How does he not win? You're telling me Brendan Fraser is that much better than Austin Butler was as Elvis? Yeah. He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
All
16-1. I'll go door number one. Maybe got a shot. You never know. But you're right. With that, that's a tough room. That's a tough room with the, I can't imagine they say, okay, best pick. But that, you know, upsets happen. And that's
occasionally.
Guess what was on during vacation? Birdman. I like that movie.
So bad.
I like
that
movie.
It's one of your worst opinions ever.
I watched it twice.
It's such an awful movie.
I
like
it.
You like Birdman and you won't watch Top Gun Maverick.
Ask Roper what he thinks. I'll get around to it. Ask Roper what he thought of Birdman. I'm curious.
I lose a lot of respect if he says it's good.
That one best picture.
Laughable that it beat up Boyhood. Not even close.
Didn't see it.
Boyhood lost like editing. Best editing. They filmed it with the same people over 12 years and edited it to perfection. Can't win the award. What a joke that was.
Why are you so perturbed with the alter ego with Keaton with the bird flyer?
You also said
I like how it was shot. I love Inarritu. I like that guy. I like how he produces and shoots directs movies.
You also said that Silence of the Lambs was on.
Oh, yeah.
That's my, you have a problem with this? That's my highest power rated movie of all time.
Really? Yeah. 1991.
Does it hold?
First
I haven't watched it in
movie,
years.
One best, swept everything.
Oh yeah.
One off, yeah.
Does it hold up when you watch
it? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, how does it not?
Oh, Anthony Hopkins. What a performance.
He was on the screen for 16 minutes. 16 minutes and just dominates.
He's like Ledger. Yeah. He steals every scene he's in, and it's you want more of him. Where's he coming back, right? Ledger in Dark Knight.
Yep. Door number one, the Bears draft number one overall at plus 450, or okay. Door number two, a quarterback not named Bryce Young goes first overall.
Oh, door number two. Absolutely. Yeah. Bears are moving the pick. So the Bears will not keep that pick. And then it's, not just before, even I'd say this before the McShay tweet and coming in at 5'10 and a half. I'd see someone getting nuts there and doing something.
If it's not him, then who's it going to be? As the quarterback. Stroud?
Maybe Levis? Yeah. It's a big week.
Saw another
mock. It's a big week with the Underwear Olympics, what happens.
Yeah. I saw another mock yesterday. Somebody had Richardson going first overall.
Well, with all that steam, too. Could happen.
I have not noticed anybody with Levis going number one in a minute.
Never know. Who? Nobody had Bosa going to the Chargers years ago.
No, there wasn't a single person.
So, there you go. Good job.
I can't see Richardson. I'm not surprised he's getting hype. We expected that. But I don't see it happening.
Who had Mayfield to the Browns? No one.
No, and that
came out. How late was that news?
That was like draft day.
That's right.
When it came out.
Right. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. We will hit the NBA card coming up tonight. It is a big slate to get into. So the question is, how many points is LeBron James really worth? We'll tell you about that point spread movement from the opener to where it is right now coming up here. And follow the money, VSiN, the sports betting network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We'll touch on the NBA card here coming up in a minute. Going back to our discussion on the NHL half an hour ago, Jeff Davis checked in. He is the, he's awesome. He works here at Circus Sports.
Great trader.
He loves it. I think that's on his business card. He said that the West in the NHL is an absolute dart throw. Nobody is good. Every team is flawed. That does sound about right.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. That it, I think we got several emails and tweets on it. There's a bet available. What conference will win the Stanley Cup? You can get the East $1.50.
Okay.
I mean, that is how, if you power rate teams, how far do you have to go down to get to the West? Right? I mean, how many teams are you taking in the East over the West?
I would ask this, though. What would a potential Bruins Avalanche series be priced at if the Avs are healthy? That'd be my one question. And
well, I definitely would take Boston.
Davis continues here. The Avs are not nearly as good, aren't nearly, I'm sorry, as good as their record has shown as of late. He said they're the best team if Makar and Landeskog get healthy, but that team getting healthy is not fully guaranteed. He also said the Oilers are the best team if they get any goaltending at all. I responded to that. I just don't see it. No. How many games into the season now? And it's like every single game, it's a rinse and repeat with the Oilers.
I like my guy Jack, but I mean, it's also the defense and playing well in front of them, too. You're right. You are fugazi when you blow back-to-back games when you're led by three goals. I mean, it's happened, three times in 10 years or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, would you agree with this? If the Oilers were getting the Jack Campbell from the previous, 2 years? Then absolutely. Then that team, I would say, would be coming out of that conference. All right, for the NBA tonight, it is a huge card. And I asked the question, how many points is LeBron James worth of the point spread? Well, here's where it looks as of right now. The opener yesterday, and this was early in the day, DraftKings puts these numbers up right away for the day before or previously. They opened up Grizzlies around 3.5 or 4. They moved up to 5 based on speculation that LeBron could miss the game and he might be ruled out. Plus, they have OKC tomorrow night on a back-to-back, which would be deemed more important because OKC is right there with them in that big group in the West of teams that can make the playoffs. And now we're seeing the Grizzlies, 8.5 in this game tonight? Is that enough?
That's high. And this is, it could be the rally the troops game, right? And let's go out there and prove people wrong and show that the season isn't over. And they still have a good roster and a good team. So, you got to be concerned with how Memphis has been playing. Now, they're great at home, but since this Dylan Brooks stuff, and these guys love to talk, and they haven't won a damn thing. Like, guys, you should have lost to Minnesota last year in the first round. Oh, I'm good in the West, Ja Morant. Okay. But this, I mean, you could see the Lakers rallying here and come up with a big effort, and maybe Memphis overlooks them. So,
going to have to get it from Anthony Davis tonight.
Well, fingers crossed, he's only out a week and a half, and hopefully they can hold it down and all these teams lose around them when he comes back and they can still sneak in there, which we know now you can absolutely kiss the 6-seed goodbye. That's gone.
No, I think at this point, the best case scenario for that team would be getting the play in.
Yeah, just get in.
And then see where they can go from there.
It looks like OKC is incentivized to lose, and we'll go that route. An incredible story with the Jazz. See how they play it. Portland still, I just don't think they're good enough. And that's it. Boy, big surprise. Zion's hurt again. You know, it's one thing to always be hurt. It's another thing where there's mystery and you can't get answers. And what's supposed to be a 3-4 week injury then turns into a couple months and you can't hear from, you don't get updates on the guy. Right?
Well, that team is one of the biggest ifs in the entire league because
when they were healthy.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, the thought is if they can get Zion back.
Well, that's right.
And Ingram. And McCollum all at the same exact time, then their ceiling is incredible.
I never would have paid him. I would have punted on him. Absolutely. Hurt in high school, hurt in college. Guess what? Hurt, always hurt in the NBA.
Did they pay him?
I thought they locked him up.
Yeah, they may have. I missed that, but I mean, there's no way that would have been an option.
And it's like the questions about, is he putting the work in with the conditioning, and then once he gets hurt, with the rehab. Does the guy just disappear? I mean, you can't find it. It's ridiculous.
If I had to just guess, now that you brought it up, I'd say that Zion has missed, at least 60% of his games in the NBA?
I'd go over.
It might be 80. I don't even know. I'm just going to guess at least 60% to play conservatively here.
But as we talked about at the top of the show, this opens the door for a Minnesota and even a Utah or somebody like that with the odds now to participate in the play-in. New Orleans was $1.50, Utah even, Golden State and the Lakers $1.60. Then the LeBron news hit. Portland and Minnesota was plus money. Minnesota was plus 250 yesterday at DraftKings to make the playoffs. But they continue to struggle.
Yeah, here's the way
they have a big game tonight.
Here's the way that I'm approaching the card is I trust the Grizzlies to get the win. I'm not going to have to worry about them covering 8.5 points. That's not the way I'm going to bet it. I'm a little fearful of what you said. Maybe Davis goes out there, puts the troops on his back for one night and goes off for, 45 and 20 and he's Superman and they win the game. But I trust the Grizzlies overall to win it outright. So I have teamed Memphis and parlayed them along with the Nuggets against the Rockets and the Jazz against the Spurs. Because again, the Spurs have lost 16 straight. Yep. And what are they, 2-14 covering games in their last 16?
The average loss is 15 points per game.
So they're trying to do whatever they can. This has been going on for a month now, to lose every single game. They want to get Wembanyama, and the Rockets are doing the same exact thing. Yep. They're pulling guys late in the game, so I'm just fading them, and I've, you know, now with the LeBron news, I had to get down on Memphis.
San Antonio, worst defense in the league. I like the Kings tonight. It's early. It's the NBA. I understand we could be up problems here, but it looks like SGA won't play. And if he doesn't play, Kings only 2.5. Number one offense in the league. And how about this Ben Fowkes tweet? We mentioned it yesterday, though, but this guy, poor, the guy didn't get the vision, though. That's the thing. A guy at Caesars made he bet 10,000 on the Kings at 750-1 and 8,000 at 350-1 to win a conference. They would win a combined 10 million.
Good Lord.
The third seed. Can you imagine? I mean, if they could beat, they'll beat Dallas. I think if that's the 3-6, you're cooking with Crisco.
Oh, that's the closest thing we're going to get to Leicester City.
Yeah, right.
When they were 5,000-1 to win the EPL a handful of years ago.
Right. I just, why didn't he have division, though, at 400-1? I think there'll be fireworks in the Atlanta game. Okay, now you get Quinn Snyder, the new coach, pressure on Trae Young. They're laying a bunch against the Wizards. See if Atlanta takes off here with the coaching change. Bucks trying for 15 in a row. Nets are reeling since all the moves they made.
Giannis probable for the game, by the way.
Yep. Bulls and Raptors, intriguing game. Bulls with a nice win the other night. I can't figure out Chicago as they're trying to get in the play-in. Be careful with the Mavs, right? Keep an eye on the Mavs. That tough loss and Jason Kidd calling them out. And Joe Osborne, covers.com, when Dallas has been laying 5 points or more, 5-20 ATS run.
Oh, and it's been bad all year long.
Against the Pacers. They can't defend anybody.
I do think that total might be a little bit low.
Yeah, and I don't know why he didn't play Josh Green the other night, too. So that's questions about Kidd. I'm with you on the Jazz. Golden State laying 4 at home against the Blazers. High total there. I would expect fireworks. I think the Clippers are too high. Clippers can't be 6.5 right now against the T-Wolves.
I asked you about the total a little while ago. Here's why. So, again, only two games with Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
Before they got him, they were 24th in pace, 11th overall in defense. In the two games with Russ, they're 5th in pace, 29th in defensive rating. Again, only two. So they're pushing the pace, 5th fastest team in the entire NBA, and then the 2nd worst defensive team. Very, very small sample size. But maybe this is a thing that lasts for a good couple of weeks, and you could take advantage of it. And again, this total, 235 in the NBA nowadays is nothing. I mean, these teams can go 137 to, you know, 119, and bam, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, the Clippers game against the Kings was, what, 153 apiece in regulation?
You ever think you'd see a day where someone would score 200 points? We were 5 minutes away, one possession away from that happening. Yeah. Another overtime.
The third and fourth highest scoring outputs in the history of the league.
Yeah.
And
well, can you imagine how fun the Kings would be in the playoffs? They're number one in offense, and they are fifth worst defense. I mean, that get up and go. What a job Mike Brown's done. I thought he was a space cadet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done a hell of a job. He's a favorite to win coach of the year. I'd have to give it to him.
Yeah. And going back, by the way, how is that Halliburton for Sabonis trade looking?
Well, worked out for both teams.
And also, like, Malik Monk is finally playing like the kid that we thought he could be when he was at Kentucky. Guy was unbelievable as a college basketball player. I thought for sure he was going to come in right away. His game translated immediately with his outside shot, and he was meant for today's NBA. It took a while, but we're finally seeing it from him.
Ian checking in, Zion has played in 39% of his games.
Okay, so 60% was right on the money.
Oh, mama.
It is a huge college basketball card tonight as well. We have a bunch of lower leagues beginning their conference tournaments. We'll give you some of those point spreads, and we'll get into the big boys as well. For example, I think there is one team in the top 25 laying too many points tonight. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.